prayer to begin, and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. After all the rain and the storms, now we have the sunshine. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of this beautiful day. And I thank you, Lord, for the blessing of all these beautiful people that are here this morning. And that's everybody that's here. And we're grateful for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And as we honor these who have come so far in their life, we pray that you'll guide us by your Spirit in all that we say and all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I am so happy that all of you are here today. I'm missing my wife, Anna. She had surgery Monday, and it was supposed to be a minor surgery. Minor for her always turns out to be major. For 53 years, she's had surgeries through the years, and nothing ever minor. She just knew she'd be able to be here today, and she tried so hard to get ready, but she could not make it this morning. And of course, she had all this planned out for me, and she's always my helper and gets everything organized, but I've had a few helpers to come up and help me this morning too, so I'm thankful for that. But I'll tell you, I'm missing her a lot, because she would be right up here telling me what to do next and what to do next. And that's all right, because that's the way we've been happy all of these years. And she's helped me in the church so very, very much. This is Graduate Recognition Sunday. We had planned to have it on the 15th, but there was a conflict on the 15th, so we had to do it today. So, May Day, May Day, May Day, right? Yeah. 1st of May for today. And we have several graduates. We are recognizing the kindergarten graduates and the 6th grade graduates and the high school graduates and the university graduate. And I hope we didn't leave anyone out. We didn't intentionally do that. We've been trying to get all the names together for some time. So let me see. We're going to start with our kindergartners. And Miss Brenda, she's got a camera, and she's going to be taking pictures, and I'm sure it'll be on Facebook and on our website. We have a website that Adam Smith keeps up for us, and we're on all kinds of stuff out there that you can see these pictures and all. Kindergartners, let me see. First of all, Emma and Joshua, would y'all come up here and stand by me, please? Let's see. Let's come over here where the camera, where the cameraman, camera woman is. Come right over here. Okay, very good. Just stand right here. First of all, we have Emma Hill. And Emma, how old are you? 6 years old. How wonderful. And you've graduated from kindergarten, and you're going to first grade. Is that right? Would all the folks with Emma, would you stand so we can see where you are? I can't call all the names, but we're so thankful that you all are here to help. You've been with her all these 6 years, haven't you? And helping her all the way through. Emma, Ms. Anna fixed this up, a special gift for you, has your name on it, and this is for you on this special day for you. So if you'll just stand right over here, Emma. All right, now this is Joshua Stark. Is it Stark or Starks?
Told you wrong. It was changed.
I'm sorry. Madonna told me wrong. It's her fault. I got out of that one, didn't I? I should have known. No, this is Joshua Auburn.
Auburn.
And you are how old, Joshua? 7. You're 7 years old. Wonderful. When's your birthday?
November 3rd.
Well, we're so happy that you've graduated from kindergarten. I had something I used to read, you know. Everything I learned in kindergarten helped me throughout my whole life. And you've probably read that somewhere yourself. But Joshua, we're so happy for you. And Emma, we're thankful for you. And here is the present for you, Joshua, and for Emma. God bless you all.
Let me see, shall we have them just, why don't y'all stand right down over there and remain standing while these others come up, and we'll have a picture of all of you together. Stand right over yonder, would you? Right along. Help them there. Tony, help them. There you go. God's have my help.
All right, now then we want to recognize those who have graduated from the sixth grade. And so would you all, Darcy and Cammie, y'all come right up here. Y'all can stand over here on this side as well. Now this is Darcy Jones. And Darcy, why don't you folks stand, who, if you're here with Darcy, would y'all stand so we can see all of you back there? Everybody who is with Darcy. I thought everybody would stand. We all love Darcy. Thank you all so much for coming and being here today. And Darcy, here's a little gift for you. Now, I didn't ask you what all you, but you've done some special things in sixth grade. Can you name a few for me?
FBLA, middle level, and basketball.
Okay. So she's been very active in sixth grade, and she'll be more active, I'm sure, seventh grade and up. So God bless you, Darcy. We're so proud of you. You'll stand right here. Now this is Cammie, and what's your last name? Hill. Well, we got a lot of hills here, don't we? One more hill. Fine. One more hill.
That's right.
Yes. Well, we're so happy, Cammie, that you're here this morning. And would the folks with Cammie stand so we can see you? Y'all all stand for just a moment, and you're standing in her honor, and we're so thankful. And Cammie, maybe this mic will pick you up. What are some of the things you've done in sixth grade that you can tell? Okay. Do what? Oh, looky here. Oh, my soul. Go ahead and tell us.
Pee Wee basketball.
Okay.
And I'm cheerleader.
A cheerleader? Wonderful. And Pee Wee basketball and a cheerleader. What else did you? Oh, that's most everything. Wonderful. Darcy, they may not have heard you. Tell what you did again so they hear you.
FBLA, middle level, and Pee Wee basketball.
Okay, wonderful. Let's give them a hand. All right, and now we come to our high school graduates. And by the way, Miss Anna had you all gifts down there that you can pick up. She told me to lay them there and you all would see them, and the college graduate as well. Would you all come up, all three of y'all come up and stand here with me? I guess ladies first. We'll have Alyssa and Kenzie and Trendon. Alyssa, would you come here? Now, this is Alyssa Gibson. And would everyone with Alyssa please stand? If you've come today especially for her, would you? My goodness, amen. Wonderful. That is wonderful. Thank you all so much for making the effort to be here. And Alyssa, she's an FCCLA, the FFA, Secretary of the National Honor Society, Parliamentarian of the Student Council, Valedictorian. Ah, amen. Cheerleader, captain of the Quiz Bowl team, FFA, and I like her for this, horse judging team. That's wonderful, Alyssa. We're so proud for you. And we, the church, we have a special Bible here, and it's a beautiful Bible with your name on it, and we hope that you will take it and read it for years to come, Alyssa. So you stand right here, please. Okay, and now Kenzie, you come right over here. And Kenzie Stokes, everyone with Kenzie, would you stand? Well, there's a bunch of them here, aren't they? Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, and one back here, Judy's back here. Why, sure. Yeah, can you get her too, Brenda? Oh, we're happy that all of you could be here and honor her today in this special way. Kenzie is in the National Honor Society, Treasurer of the Student Council, all region in basketball this year. Anything else you can think of?
Honor grad.
Honor grad. She's an honor graduate.
She runs around with Austin. You didn't put that down here. That's something to be proud of, isn't it, Austin? That's the greatest thing she does. Why, yes. But anyway, I'm going to embarrass you, sure as the world. But we're thankful for you, for the accomplishments that you've made. So would you stand over here? Oh, we've got a Bible here for you. And it's just like Alyssa's, and it has your name on it. It's the Living Bible Translation. Okay? And last but not least on here, for our high school graduates, Trendon, we're so glad that you're here this morning. Everyone who is with Trendon, would you stand? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, everybody who's with, remain standing. We've got one back here. And all you folks here. Now, Trendon, he said that he sent me all of his accomplishments, that he texted me. And Trendon, we'll just see if... Okay, let me see if we can find it here. I called my wife. I didn't mean to do that. Here we go. Here we go. I'm up with all these guys. My 4-year all-district football. Amen. 1-year all-state. 2-year all-district baseball. And you're going to be attending Louisiana College. Jimmy and Donna, we all stand back yonder because your son, now he's a coach down there, right? And what's his name? Ben McLaughlin, and you're going down there to play football.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're anxious to hear all that you do down there, and of course, you already know him, I guess. It doesn't hurt to know the coach, does it? That's right, yeah. God bless you, Jimmy. So, anything else you can think about, Trendon, here?
FFA.
You were 4 years in the FFA, and what else? That's about it. Well, you've been a busy high school student. We know that. And we all love to see you play football. And we're going to continue, I guess, as you're going into college. And we have a Bible. It's a little bit larger than theirs. It's the same translation. But they didn't have 2 small ones, so I figured you needed a large print. It's easier to read for me.
I don't got good eyes.
Well, I was right, wasn't I? Okay. But we're so thankful for Trendon, and this is a Bible that is easy to read. And I noticed that they advertise it like this. Once you start reading this Bible, you won't want to put it down. And I found that true when this came out in my life, and Billy Graham started promoting that. And once I started reading it, I didn't want to put it down. And I hope all of y'all will have the same experience. Give these high school graduates a hand. By those in that line. We've got one more now. Come up here, Melinda. Oh, this is Melinda Noel. Everyone with Melinda, would you stand? You got your husband here. Amen. And aren't you glad you got him?
Yes.
That's right. Thank you, Mike, so very much. This was the invitation that we had. The president, faculty, and graduating class of Arkansas Tech University announced that Melinda Darlene Noel will be awarded the degree of Bachelor of Professional Studies with an emphasis in early childhood education and a minor in emergency management at the commencement exercises Saturday, May the 7th, 2016, 10 o'clock in the morning, at Tucker Coliseum. We are so proud of you, Melinda. And Miss Anna picked out this book, as she did those other things too. But this is a Beth Moore book. And she said you like Beth Moore Bible studies. And this is a book that she has written called Audacious. Now, I don't know what that means, do you? Any of you high school graduates know what audacious means? How about you junior high graduates? How about the kindergarten? It's probably pretty good. Audacious. Mike, that's what you say about her, isn't it? She's audacious. Well, we're proud of you. We're thankful for you, Melinda. You mean so much to us here. And this is your book that you can take and read that Beth Moore wrote. Give them all a hand, would you? Okay. Get over here in the middle. We want a good picture. My, this is on Facebook and everywhere. As they say, it may go viral. Now, they'd have to do something wild for it to go viral, wouldn't they? Aren't we proud of these young people? I am so proud of them. And we're always happy every year to honor our graduates. It's a big, big event for us here at First Baptist Church. And we're thankful for them. Y'all, these four down here, be sure and get your packages on the front pew there. Now, we're going to be having a reception this is service for them at the Fellowship Hall. We're having a lunch, and it's really a reception in honor of all of these. So God bless you all, and you can go and be seated wherever you'd like to be seated at this time. If you want to sit together, that's fine too. Just sit where you are. That'll be all right. Alyssa's got to go back and sit by that boyfriend back there. That's all right. Kenzie may go sit by that boyfriend. No, she didn't, did she? She's leaving. Mike, I better stop. We got something else to do, by the way, that's supposed to be a surprise today. Supposed to be a surprise. Madonna, we want you to come up here. Madonna, come here.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know the old country music song that you used to sing, I overlooked an orchid looking for a rose. Us older folks, we know that song. That was the number one hit years ago. But we didn't overlook the orchid. We got you one.
Thank you.
Yeah. And here is a plaque that Miss Anna had fixed up here, and she wanted to be here to present it. Presented to Madonna Hill. Everybody with Madonna, stand. Would y'all? Yeah, if you're here with Madonna back in the choir, my, we got folks everywhere. Okay. Mother standing out there. Presented to Madonna Hill for 40 years of teaching children in our public schools. We give it to her because of her many, many years serving here in the church. She has been our pianist, organist, Sunday school teacher, secretary, everything in this world all of your life. That's right. Miss Wilma, we're thankful that you are here to honor your daughter too. And we know that you love her so very much. We had a scripture, her price is far above rubies, from Proverbs 31. We noticed that you used the Mother's Day bulletin today, which was for next Sunday. She always makes the bulletin every Sunday. I send it to her. You thought it was unusual for Mother's Day. Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, it fits, doesn't it? Because if you look at the front of your bulletin, what does it say? Proverbs 31, and that's what's on your plaque. So here it is. This presented by the... Oh, no, we'll get it Mother's Day next Sunday.
Let me ask somebody.
Okay, go ahead.
If you were in my counseling classes or in my high school classes, stand up.
Yeah, we want to see all of y'all. Look at there. One behind you here, too.
It's beyond, you know, I could be up here a long time, and I'm not going to, but this has been my family. I had no siblings. My church has always been my family. And the kids at school, that's it. Thank you so much.
Madonna, we... And Mike, we love you all You're such a big part of our lives, of the life of this church, the life of this town, and reaching out all over the world. We have other retirees. We'll be recognizing them. I was trying to figure out. We wanted to do her today, but we have other retirees. There's Donna back yonder, and of course Gary Bobo retired this year, and he's a member of the church here. So we'll say something about them later. But we appreciate all of you all who have given your lives in the service of our children and of our community. All right. Let me call in and see what I do next. That's pretty well, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
right.
That was a joke.
Of course. Brother Craig. Brother Craig has something to say and lead us in the offertory prayer.
I just want to take a moment before I pray to thank all of you who were so gracious in your ministering to us and our family during the time of our loss. And so thank you very much. You're very precious to us, and we appreciate it. Let's pray together. Our precious Father, we do pause now to stand before you in such a way as that we're as humble as we can be. We're humbled by your goodness to us, by your mercy, by your ministering through your church. And we ask that you receive this offering this time and use it for your glory and use it to bring praise and honor to the name of Jesus. And we'll praise you as long as we stay here in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
What a pretty song y'all chose. Dwelling in Beulah Land. Beulah Land. John Dooley, our chairman of deacons, thinks I forgot to recognize Joshua's folks back there. And I may have, so I better do it now. Would Joshua's folks stand, please? Joshua, there you are. Everybody that's with Joshua, stand.
Brother David.
Yes.
Sunday school lesson was on constructive criticism. I've made two mistakes today.
I'll try to keep it constructive. That's what you've made two mistakes today, and you're sorry.
Boy, if we all did that, we'd be here all day, wouldn't we? Yeah, we'd start over here and go. Everybody would be confessing some kind of a problem. That's wonderful, Madonna. You do such a good job, and no problem at all, as far as we're concerned. I'm not going to keep you long. We're going to have lunch at noon, and Raisa and Justin are not here. Their little boy, Paul, fell off of the bed yesterday and broke his arm. And they took him to Children's Hospital in Little Rock. And they didn't get home till 3:30 this morning. And Raisa, who usually does children's worship time at this time, could not be here. And I'm not going to keep you all very long, and so your children can stay with us for 10 or 15, a few minutes here. But be praying for little Paul. His name is Paul Bryant Wisenhunt. I guess they'll start calling him Bear. Bear Bryant, maybe. But anyway, he fell and broke his arm. And they'll be going back for some more work on it this week. So be praying for Paul and for his family. And they just moved to a new house up the other side of Umpire this week. And so the house move and the baby broke his arm and all those many things that go on there. We have 118 in worship service today. Amen. That is wonderful. And we appreciate Jan for counting and always counting to see how many we have. And Chestine and Carolyn, they're getting some help. They're going out there and getting lunch ready. At my house, we have breakfast, dinner, and supper. It's never going to change. But all the new people, the younger folks and all, y'all have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's all mixed up, isn't it? But anyway, they're going out and begin to get things ready for lunch today. If you have your Bible, would you take it and turn with me to Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, and as you're turning to Matthew chapter 7, be praying for my wife, Anna, and for her drama group. It's called Women of the Bible. And they are going to be doing the drama over in Delight, Arkansas, Saturday at starting at 9:30, and they'll have a big lunch at noon. It'll be women only. They always do it for the ladies. They've done it here in this church. I think two more times. If they do it two more times, they will have performed that particular drama in 100 churches. They started in 2000. They were going to do it one time. And they did it and began to get invitations to come. And so since 2000, for 16 years, they have been all over this country. The same group, pretty much. Teachers, workers, ladies that are in the drama. But be praying for them. And if you want to go to Delight First Baptist Church Saturday, I'm sure you could call over there and probably get in. They're expecting probably 200. They told us that the Delight Church is growing by leaps and bounds. The lady said, we're going so great over here. We've had to add on new classrooms. We're going to add on the sanctuary. Said, God is blessing us. And said, this is the first time we've done anything like this. And somebody said, y'all need to have this ministry in your church. And so you be praying that the ladies will be able to do that this coming Saturday over at Glenn Campbell's hometown, right? I don't think Glenn's going to be there. But he has a nephew who sings at that church all the time, this lady told us. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended. Boy, we know about rains descending, don't we? It's been descending this week. And the rain descended, and the floods came. We know about floods around here, don't we? All down south of us and around. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. We know about winds around here, don't we? We certainly do. I know just night before last, I woke up and that wind was about to blow the roof off, I thought, of our house down in Nashville. So he said, the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not. It was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and does not do them, I will liken him unto a foolish man who builds his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. They just said, wow! For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. As I think about graduates and all of us and the need to build our life upon a good foundation, this is where I get this scripture, right here. We need to build upon a good foundation. And y'all have been doing that. Some of you for kindergarten years, you're building, learning to build your life. And then going out of the sixth grade, you've been learning to build your life. And going out of high school, you're still learning to build your life and to the university. And you won't stop there. You'll keep on building your life, building, as it says here, a house upon a good foundation. I heard about a restaurant they opened in Texarkana just recently, and they told me that already they're having problems with the walls, with the floor, and they're really upset because, and they have found out, the dirt work and the foundation work was not done right, was not done properly, and that's why it's giving way. What a sad thing that it is. And some of you all know about that in your own lives. I know some of us are really victims of building on bad foundations. Some of us are older, aren't we? And our life has not been like we wanted it to be, like we thought it was going to be. And we look back over our life and we can see how we've been building more on sand than on the solid rock. Oh, it's in the news every day. People who are seemingly very successful, who are really messing up, or they have messed up in the past and it's just catching up with them. That's a scary thing. I hope all of my mess ups in the past don't catch up with me. A lot of them I've asked forgiveness for, Madonna. And the Lord has forgiven me. And I hope they never ever are found out or they never ever come up. But just like in the news this week, you know, that very famous political figure who did those things years ago and they've caught up with him. And I guess he's going to prison. And there are many examples of that around, aren't there? There surely are examples like that. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, begins teaching in chapter 5 of Matthew, chapter 6, and it's concluded in chapter 7. We need to realize that all of our life is building like building a house. I remember last Mother's Day. That was just less than a year ago. Around our home in Nashville on Grove Street behind the old hospital, we had the most beautiful, beautiful place to live. All those big pine trees that had been there for years, we loved to come home to see all those pine trees. And on Mother's Day night at 10:30, Miss Anna, again, I'll rub her name in the ground here, won't I? "Get in the hallway," she said. "Sit down here by me." "No, I don't want to do that." "Sit down here by me. Get you one of these pillows. Sit down here by me." And I sat down in that hallway against my will. I really didn't want to. And that thing hit in about 5 minutes. And all the trees came down. And it sounded like we were blowing away. We were fortunate. All of our neighborhood, all the trees, many of y'all came and helped us clean up around that neighborhood. The storm came. I was thankful our house apparently was built on a good foundation and it stood and we had no damage to the house. But the rain descended and the flood came and the winds blew, a place of security and safety. Now Jesus in this parable, in this story, tells us about two kinds of builders. He has a wise builder and a foolish builder. And I know that when you build your house, and some of y'all have just built houses, and you tried hard to do it just right, and I hope that you did, and you do too. And of course, sometimes, no matter how good you build the house, if you live in those hurricane areas and have those tsunamis and all of those floods, that no matter how good the house is, sometimes they don't stand. So you don't press this too far and go way out yonder on that. Jesus is saying normally, usually, a house that is built on a rock, on a good foundation, will stand. And if it's not built on a good foundation, it will not stand. We do know this. The storm proves whether it can stand or not. You know, you don't ever know until the storm comes. And some of y'all are going through storms right now. And they're real bad storms. And there are all kinds of things in your life. And it will be proved as to how good your foundation is, as to whether the house and your life will stand or not. Sand is not stable. We don't know why the man decided to build on the sand. It may have been cheaper. It may have been less trouble. He didn't have to dig down so deep and go to all of that expense and all of that. And sometimes in our life, it's just easier to go the easy way, isn't it? And that's what we do. Whether it's the philosophies of the world, the religions of the world, the politics of the world, all of the things in our lives, the sandy foundation. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you need to make a note of this, and you could turn there if you'd like. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, there's something very important about the foundation that we build on. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, it says this: "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid already, which is Jesus Christ." Now, if any person builds upon this foundation, gold and silver and precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall test every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he's built upon it, he'll get a reward. If his work does not abide, then he'll suffer loss, but he'll himself be saved, yet so as by fire. Paul tells us there in verse 11 that the foundation that we're to build upon is the foundation of Jesus Christ. And I love that song, On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand, All Other Ground is Sinking Sand. All Other Ground is Sinking Sand. That's what we're trying to do. That's why we have this church building here. That's why we have Sunday school and we have Bible studies. That's why we do all of these things. In your home, I hope that you're thinking about, if you're not already doing it, having some kind of Bible study in your home. Some of y'all are expecting children. Some of you have little children. It'd be so wonderful if you could have a time in your daily life, a time of devotion, a time of Bible reading, a time of Bible study. You'll teach your children so many things, and you'll feel like it's so important, and those things are. You may kill yourself giving them dance lessons and football lessons and baseball and everything else, and all of those things are so important. But sometimes the most important part of the foundation is left out. Isn't that true? And sometimes we feel so guilty. And for so many of us, we do like Madonna said, I'm sorry, I've made some mistakes. And some of us who are older, we look back and we say, with our children, we should have seen to it that they had Bible study, they learned the scriptures, we did by example as well as by telling them the way to go. You see, in your life, it is important. You don't always leave it up to the school. You don't always leave it up to the church. Sometimes we say, well, the church let me down. And sometimes churches let people down. I know that. I've been a pastor for ever since 1960. Long time. And churches I've been pastor of, sometimes I would admit, we let people down. We let people down. That is so bad. And sometimes folks would say, well, I'd have done better with my family, but my church let me down. My preacher let me down. Well, that's terrible, and they'll be judged of God for letting you down. But you know what, Dad and Mom? You cannot escape the truth that those children were your responsibility before they were the church's responsibility. I didn't hear very loud amens, but I'll tell you what. That is true. Before it is my responsibility, the church responsibility, or even my kids didn't learn because the school let them down. How can we ever get to the place where we take responsibility and we're going to see that our children get a good education and they know about the Lord and they know spiritual things? If everybody else lets them down, at least we're not going to let them down. And sometimes we really do chicken out because we think it's just too hard for us. It's too hard. I can't do it all. I don't have time. I can't make it. I watched again a clip from the war room yesterday. That Phyllis Shirey, that lady in the war room, they're having a big nationwide Bible study. Her daddy, Tony Evans, has a prayer that we're going to be praying Thursday on the National Day of Prayer. Y'all did know? No. Thursday is our National Day of Prayer, and people will be praying. And so, is it Phyllis Shirey? Have I got the name right? The lady that was a star, that black lady in the war room. Her daddy, Tony Evans, he's written the prayer for the National Day of Prayer. You can look it up online and read that prayer that's being prayed on Thursday by folks all over the country, asking God's forgiveness, asking God's guidance. But in that movie, The War Room, they say, you know, it's not enough to offer excuses. We have our family, and therefore we need to make sure that our family is being built and our house is being built on a good, solid, and firm foundation. No other foundation than that is laid, that is Jesus Christ. Two questions, I'll close. What materials are you using to build your life? And what foundation are you building your life on? I hope it's Jesus. If not, it's not too late to start. Wherever you are in your life, you can start today. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for today and for all of the honors that we have given. Dear Lord, in this invitation time, I pray that wherever you lead, we'll go. If you lead some to come down and join the church, I pray they'll do that. If you're leading some to salvation and they want to come and say, I'm receiving Christ, I want to be saved now. Others may need to be baptized. I pray they'll come and tell us about that. Or maybe there are those who need to come to the altar and pray and just confess, I have sinned, we have sinned, we're sorry, we do realize that we're guilty, and we want you to forgive us, dear Lord. And we have the promise that if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name.